From jail to the home for wayward zombies. The iron bars slid shut behind Drooly and closed with a loud clink. Three pairs of eyes stared at him without saying a word. Three mouths, on the other hand, wouldn't stop talking.
"Hi, how are ya?"
a happy, nasally voice said over and over. "Chill, chill, it's me, Carl," another repeated without stopping. "Come have a seat, new guy," the third one said. He tapped on the empty bench by his side. Drooly sat down next to him. The man, who had clearly been a zombie for a long time, there are many ways you can tell, looked Drooly up and down. Then he reached out and poked Drooly's nose. It made a honk.
"Why'd you do that?" Drooly asked.
"New zombie noses still honk. Old ones, well, see for yourself." Drooly reached out and poked the old zombie nose. It went fuff and sploot.
"I see," Drooly said. "That was sort of fun."
"Do you mind if I poke your nose again?" the old zombie said.
"Not at all."
"Honk," fucking sploot.
"Honk.
Chill, chill. It's me, Carl."
"Quit making that racket."
A tall man in gray pants and a matching gray shirt banged against the iron bars with a large stick. Drooly immediately became quiet. So did the rest of the zombies. The tall man leaned his face towards him and growled.
"How many times have I told you to keep it down? This isn't a playground."
He stuck the stick between the bars and rattled it.
"Next time I gotta come back to settle you down, I won't be so nice. It won't be a talking to you're gonna get."
His eyes got extra beady.
"Next time, I'm bringing candy."
"No!"
the zombies hooted. Drooly waited for the tall man to walk off. "I don't think I like the home for wayward zombies," he said. The old zombie gave him a strange look. "This isn't the home for wayward zombies. This is jail. If the FBU catches you on the street, they bring you here first. If and when there's room in the home, they take you there. Assuming you're not a bad zombie, if you know what I mean." Drooly didn't know what he meant.
"How long have you been waiting to go to the home?" Drooly asked.
"Oh," the old zombie said. He started touching his fingers and moving his lips. Then he touched his toes. Next, he pulled off Drooly's shoes. "Add the 5, carry the 1. That would make it 44 years. Drooly's eyes grew as wide as an ostrich egg.
"Wow,"
he said. Then he thought for a moment. "What's 44? He thought a little more. "What's a year?" The old zombie didn't answer. Instead, he said, "I notice you don't have any lips."
"Yeah," Drooly said. "I seem to have misplaced them. You don't happen to have a spare pair, do you?"
The old zombie grabbed Carl's lips. "Rip!" "Here you go," the old zombie said. Carl looked sad.
"No thanks," Drooly said. "I think I'll keep looking for mine."
"Suit yourself." Mush, mush, mush. Carl got his lips back. Unfortunately, they were vertical.
"Chill, chill, it's me, Carl," he said.
His mouth opened left and right, then his lips fell off. A different guard with the same uniform and a rough voice called through the bars.
"Is there a Drooly Smith in here?"
Drooly stood up. "That's me!" The guard heard.
"All right, then," the guard said. "Follow me."
The lock clicked, and the door to the jail cell slid open. Drooly followed the guard to the end of the hall, where they took a left. Then another left, then another left, then another left. The old zombie with the fuffin' sploot nose waved as they passed by. This time, the guard went to the end of the hall and took a right.
"Wait in there," the guard with a rough voice said. "Somebody will be with you in a minute."
Exactly 60 seconds later, a third guard entered the room. His head looked like a balloon someone had blown up just a little too far. His legs looked like the stick at the bottom of a lollipop. He laid out a couple pieces of white cardboard in a tiny metallic container.
"Come on over so I can get your fingerprints," Balloon Head said.
Drooly wished he had a sharp pin to poke his head, just to see what would happen. He went over, even though he didn't know what fingerprints were. The guard opened the metallic container. Inside, there was a small fluffy pad soaked in a black liquid. It smelled like worms after a hard workout. The guard took Julie's fingers and pressed them into the pad. Then he pressed his fingers onto the white cardboard. His fingers left black ovals on the white cardboard. Ring, ring. Hello? This is Bill Oonhead, the guard said. Sorry, I can't hear you in here. Let me step into the hall. Give me a second, will you?
Drooly watched Mr. Oonhead leave. He looked at the inky sponge, back at the door, at the inky sponge. A few minutes later, the guard returned. He froze as soon as he entered. His face was blank, except for an expression which said, I should have known better. All over the table, the chairs, the walls, and even the ceiling, large black ovals, which hadn't been there a few minutes ago, had appeared. Did you do that? The guard asked. Drooly shook his head. How did they get there, then? The guard asked. Drooly shrugged. So, you're telling me you didn't lick my ink pad and make all of those prints? Drooly nodded. Let me see your tongue. Drooly shook his head really hard. The guard rolled his eyes and called the guard with a rough voice. Laren, take this one out to the yard. Laren grabbed Drooly and led him out the door. 5 right turns later, they were going in the correct direction. At the end of the corridor, a rusted steel door swung open. Fresh air and sunlight streamed in.
Run along now, Laren said. It's playtime. We'll come get you when we need you.
Thanks, Laren, Drooly said, which sounded like, Laren. It's Mr. Jitus to you, Laren said. His voice was extra scratchy. The rusted steel door swung shut, and Drooly was all alone, except for the approximately 2 zombies, 468 if Drooly wasn't counting, in the play yard. Every corner of the yard was occupied with different activities. One of the games caught his attention. 2 groups faced each other in a large field that resembled a gigantic slice of pie. The inner part of the field was all dirt, the outer part grass. A very fat zombie in the middle of the dirt held a ball, which he rolled towards a really skinny zombie at the pointy part of the pie. Skinny zombie waited for the ball to get close, then ran at it and swung with his leg. The ball rolled past. His foot made a giant arc through the air and dropped in the grass. Run! Skinny zombie's friends yelled. Get the foot! Fat zombie's friends yelled. Skinny zombie took a step, fell, stood, took a step, fell, stood, took a step, fell. A zombie in the grass picked up the foot and with a huge grunt sent it flying back towards the dirt. It landed on skinny zombie's head and got stuck. You're out! Umpire zombie yelled. Skinny zombie shook the dirt off his pants and walked, fell, stood, walked, fell, stood, walked, back to the bench. That looks like fun, Drooly thought. I want a foot head, too. He sat down and tugged at his foot. No matter how hard he tried, he could not pull it off. Oh, well, he said. I guess I have to find something else to do. He looked around some more. There was gardening, weightlifting, what seemed like a band rehearsal. A zombie strummed a drum while another blew on a piano. And 2 guys playing patty cake. Also, right by the wall, 4 zombies had grabbed a 5th one by his arms and legs. They swung 5th zombie back and forth a bunch of times. Each time he swung higher and higher. A pair of guards blew their whistles and ran towards the 5 zombies. The zombies yelled something Drooly didn't understand. With 1 final swing, they let swinging zombie go. He hit halfway up the wall with a splat and slid down slowly, leaving a trail like a slug sliding down a sidewalk. The 4 zombies scattered just before the guards arrived. 5th zombie took a few bonks of the head with the guard sticks. He didn't look happy. Drooly made a mental note not to play on the swings.
Drooly Smith, a scratchy voice called out.
He turned to see the guard walking with a woman whose hair was pulled back in a bun.
There he is. The guard said, he's all yours.
Follow me, she said. Together, they headed back inside, down a bunch of halls and out the front door. They didn't stop until they reached a white van with the words, Home for Wayward Zombies, painted on the side. Drooly felt a little nervous and didn't want to climb in. The woman smiled. It's okay, she said. You're going to like it at the home. Drooly let his eyes ask the question. Yes, I'm sure, the woman said. She was good at interpreting eye questions. Now hop in. By the way, my name is Miss Suss. She held out her hand. Drooly shook it. Nice to meet you, she said. He said, which meant, nice to meet you too.